You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings. Starting this set out with The Monkees from 2011, recorded live at Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado, and the song is called Daddy's Song. Shiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack. Thank you. We just heard from Aerosmith, 1976, recorded at the Offenbach West, Germany. And that was Lord of the Flies. And here's from 1979, John Lee Hooker, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, from the Bell Star Lounge in Colden, New York. And this song was first recorded by Amos Milburn.
Well, my baby, she gone, she been gone too. just sitting there. I looked around. Well, nobody dabbed me in the bartender. Then I looked back on the wall again.
Prescribe the medicinal use of marijuana. Here's Dr. Richard Snareman, clinical administrator.
Look, there's, you know, the point basically is, so hungry.
Southmore Medical Clinic. Open daily midnight to 4 a.m. Cash only. Small bills, please.
My son is 15 years old. He's a big football fan, you know. And I guess it was about a week or so after the Super Bowl. And I remember I wanted to use the bathroom. You know, he was in there.
Johnny, you in there?
Dad, I'm taking a shower, all right?
He'd been in there forever. So I went in anyway. And there were cork all over the floor. He was taking a shower all night with champagne, and it wasn't even French.
This father is not alone. Today, millions of adolescents, influenced by what they see on TV, have a serious showering problem.
Yeah, I was up to 3 showers a day. I didn't care. Dom Perignon, Great Western, even Miller High Life.
That's beer.
Yeah, but that's the champagne of bottled beer.
Did you ever drink it?
No, it tastes terrible. Ah, but showering in it, man, you can't beat it. I felt just like Joe Montana, only sticky.
Talk to your kids. Tell them that showering in champagne is stupid and wasteful unless you're making $6 million a year.
Wholesome moleskin cookies.
I've heard of them.
Yes, the whole moleskin cookie in the oilskin bag. Each cookie is a whole mole. Won't melt in your hand or in your mouth. Not messy. That's Ma Rainey's whole moleskin cookies. Eat them, wipe them off, eat them again.
Mm.
Your first bag will be your last. Ma Rainey's for a rainy day.
We'll be right back. again.
Now we just heard Jemima Puddle Duck from 2012 at Winston's in San Diego, California, with a jam that I don't know the name of it, just some kind of jam. Next, we're going to hear James Blood Elmer from 2008 at the Verona Jazz Festival in Corte Mercado Vecchia, Verona, wherever that's at. And the song is called Where Did All the Girls Come From?
Girls come from. I only have money for one. All you girls want to be clear. Well, I know that love will take you away. Thank you. Oh, when it all your best come from? I wanna have enough money for one. Oh, you guys want to be pleased, yeah. Well, I know that love will make you stay. Well, I know that love will make you stay. All you girls come from. They only enough of money for one.
Tommy Bolin, Gene Perla, and Don Alias playing Smokin', recorded 1971 in New York City. Now we're going to hear a band called The Best playing Reelin' in the Years, recorded 1990 in Yokohama Arena, Yokohama, Japan.
Still don't know what you mean. With a weekend at the college, so you turn on like you planned. Things are best for knowledge, I can understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stored away the time. Are you counting up the tears? Have you had it on your mind? Are you reeling in the years? Stored away the time. Are you counting up the tears? Have you had it on your mind? We'll be right back.
was Ace Frehley, Too Young to Die, from his 1992 tour rehearsals. And that was the guitar player from Kiss. Next we're going to hear is ZZ Top from 1980 at the Orange Beach, Alabama, with Billy having some guitar problems and doing some talking.
Technician in the United States. Give him a big hand, Sammy Sanchez. He's all flustered. But he's got a good reason. Can I tell him? I know it's good. You think thunderstorm, lightning, and rain, you think that's frightening? He told me just as that thunderstorm coming in, he got a phone call. His wife, lovely bride, had not one, not two, not three, four little babies.
Caramba!
If I drove this car in my country, I'd be kidnapped.
Caramba!
I want a car that smells like me. I'm not an simple man. I do not need a simple car.
Caramba!
I love to drink in the lush, wine-filled interior. I like the way the doors lock. I will be buried in this car.
Caramba!
I love this car. I hate this music.
From General Motors. The people who gave you the luxury car and recalled it.
You've heard of The Swan. Now comes a show that will make you feel better about your miserable, good-for-nothing, dead-end life. Ugly Duckling. We take hot chicks you could never date in high school and ug them up without them knowing. We secretly gave Kim a C-section scar. And Tammy, well, let's just say she didn't know the bus was coming.
Hey, Tammy, what's up with the limp?
Ugging them up for your entertainment. Let's be honest. Those bitches had it coming. Ugly Duckling. Thursday night after America's funniest shark attacks.
We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
That sound good? You guys sound good too. I want you all to help us out on a brand new song called Fire in the Hole. It ain't that new.
Everybody warmed up.
Well, that was Van Halen from 1998 with Sammy Hagar on the vocals. Sometimes they were called Van Hagar with Fire in the Hole. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to play this set out with a track from L.A. Guns from 1989 at the Orpheum Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. Sex Action. Thanks for listening.